Geeks. Geeks.
Hey guys, do you like video games? Do you like heavy metal? Comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Time to rock out with your geek out. Metal Geeks! Welcome, Geekazoids. Here are your hosts, Kerry G and John Michael. Geek it out, fellas!
Welcome, everyone, to episode 31 of the Metal Geeks Podcast. It's the podcast that always gets back. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry G. My other host is actually on his way to Maryland right now.
I like Maryland better.
hopefully it's going to be Mary for him. But he's not here, so I invited some special guests on to talk about the new consoles that have just come out in the past week or 2 weeks. So I'm going to go from the left, my left, to my right. First, we have JD, S3 Prototype from the Ninjaverse and Altness.
That's me. My name is JD, also known as S3 Prototype.
He's the Internet Ninja Pimp.
I am Internet famous, but no one knows it. That makes me so ninja.
I think we're all like Z-grade, yeah. Double Z-grade. And then we have Marcus from Altness.com. How you doing, Marcus?
Doing all right. What's up?
And then we have Will, Mr. What do you want to go by?
Half-Ass Ninja.
Half-Ass Ninja? That's a half-assed answer, so we'll take
that's
it.
That's right. Hello!
He's also from the Ninjaverse. And we have a cornucopia of not very informed opinions about the new systems.
That's right.
If you want to put it professionally, I think you're accurate.
Great. So the PS4 came out first. Came out on the 15th. Let's go into that first. Who here has a PS4? Raise your hand.
I do.
Oh, I think Marcus just dropped.
Well, that's because he doesn't have PlayStation 4.
I know. Well,
for the show of internet hands, Will and JD have, and you, Kerry, too, have.
I do. I did get one as well. Let's get into that first. Are you enjoying it?
I am thoroughly enjoying it.
I love it.
What's your top favorite thing? Just off the top of your head, what do you love about it the most?
Party chat on a Sony system. For
really?
God's sake. When I first got my PlayStation 3, the fact that there was no party chat pissed me off so badly. But the fact it's there, it's on PlayStation 4, I like it. It makes me happy.
I could go the same along the lines, but just to be slightly different, the UI is a little bit easier to run around with. The cross-media bar was such a drag trying to slide from one thing to another and then find your different deal. This one's got two layers, the stuff you play and the stuff that you interact with on your PSN.
Right,
I find that really, really easy.
I think they've really taken a step back and looked what was working and what wasn't working, and they streamlined that a lot.
Yeah, it's true. The one thing I do miss, as opposed to the PlayStation 3, I like that there was you could make folders for the individual games, like if you wanted like your PlayStation 3 games and your apps and things like that. Now they're all in one line. It kind of stresses me out.
is that a little OCD?
Yeah.
Because it's not, you can't control it?
Yeah.
They're probably going to do something in an update. I mean, when more games come out and you don't have 5 games that are packed into your PlayStation...
Right.
That all could fit in your hard drive.
Yeah.
Right, because the install size is what? How big for some of them? Like 40 gigs?
Yeah, Killzone is almost 50 gigs. Dude. I have like 5 games, and I'm down to 250 gigs open on my hard drive.
Right, because they say it comes with a 500 gig hard drive, but I think it was something like 413 gigs were only available to you.
Yeah.
Once you, yeah. But, you know, it's all operating system. And but, yeah, man, 50 gigs a game, that's not going to take very long to fill up.
And luckily, like, if you delete the install stuff, you still have your save games, but it doesn't take that long to install the games either. It's nowhere like the PlayStation 3.
No.
Yeah, the install times aren't as stressful as the like the past generations. Like, playing Grand Theft Auto. God.
Fucking start that game up. What happens when you start that game up?
I start the game up. I go to the bathroom. I take a shower. I come back. I go make a sandwich. I ride the bicycle. I purge.
But you know the biggest thing about it? PS3 and the Xbox 360, you did not have to install the games. Now you sort of do.
Yeah, it's very moving in the way of the PC.
Yeah.
Or at least the games are getting so big that you can't do everything read right off of RAM anymore. It's more or less you have to have partial of the game running at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie, you never explained what was your favorite things about your Xbox, PlayStation.
I like the I'm a PlayStation Vita fan. I love my Vita, and I really love the connectivity between the PS4 and the Vita. Even though some of the games don't work quite as well because there's not enough buttons on the Vita, and they have to sort of map them to that back touchscreen, and I feel like I'm violating it a little bit when I have to diddle the back.
You know how long it took me to figure out how to run in Call of Duty Ghosts when I was playing it on my Vita?
Right, exactly.
I was like, where do I have to tap?
Games like Knack and you know, games with not that many buttons that you really need to play with, you work really well. Like Resogun, man, that game works really well on the Vita, you know. And the setup in my house is all my systems are downstairs, and I was able to go to bed one night with my Vita, play some games off my PS4 just laying in bed before I went to sleep. That's fun.
Really? You know, you started off that story very, very sexual, and then it just eased into reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been married a long time. When you say you go to bed, you just go to bed.
Word.
It was like me and my Vita went upstairs, and then we started playing.
Then I fell asleep on her.
Yeah.
I mean the Vita.
That's about right.
And then the Vita was disappointed the next morning, like usual.
Like you.
And out of batteries.
And didn't make you breakfast.
Oh. Yeah, it was disappointing right away. What's this next morning bullshit? So what games have you guys been playing?
Everything.
I haven't heard of that game.
Well, it actually sucks.
Yes. Well, let's see. Let's start with, you know what? Let's talk about the free-to-play games that they put in there first.
Let's do that, yeah.
Yeah. DC Universe Online, I will admit that I did install it, and then I
unplayed it
quickly.
Really?
Because it plays like a 3-4-year-old game already. It's very clunky. Yes, it looks pretty.
But it is a 3-4-year-old
game. Oh, I know. Already. And I applaud them for putting an MMO as a launch title. I think that's excellent because I'm very much looking forward to Elder Scrolls Online, which will have all my money. But DC Universe Online, I like the fact that it's there, and I see people on my friends list playing it. So, but it wasn't for me. But it was funny.
First off, they should never be your friends if they're playing that game. You should never be friends with those kind of people.
Well, one of them's my brother, so I had to keep him there.
Well, he slams right by.
What happened to the Marvel Universe Online? I'm looking forward to that one.
Marvel Universe Online morphed. Marvel Universe Online, the original iteration of it, turned into Champions Online. And then they tried doing another Marvel Universe Online that just turned into Marvel Heroes on the PC.
Hmm.
So,
which is, yeah, okay. We'll just skip over that.
And then there's Warframe.
It isn't so bad, Ninja.
I still play it.
I got conned into playing that game.
All I wanted was Deadpool, and I was like, oh, game's free? I have to pay $20 for one character? I'm not going to play this anymore.
I bought the Deadpool Founders Pack.
Did you?
Yeah. Plus, they changed it a little bit. Now you can actually earn the heroes in the game. You don't have to buy them all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they revamped it. Go back and play it.
Okay. I might have to get another shot. Yeah.
But
that's the purpose of the show, getting off topic.
Yeah, I know. Happens to us all the time.
We should call this Juco. Blah. Well, I should learn English.
I heard Jew something bad. What
are
you gonna say?
Oh, we should just call this show just video game tangents.
Yes.
Just geek tangents.
That's right.
right, and well, learn English for free.
What about the other free games?
There's Warframe, which I downloaded because it said ninjas play free.
Which one is it?
Warframe.
Warframe. Okay, I downloaded it. I did not play that.
It's a third-person shooter slasher. It's actually pretty fun.
Really?
Yeah.
It earns the title being good enough to be free.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
Is there a lot of microtransactions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to take part in them, but yeah.
It speeds the game up a little bit, and it makes the game a little bit better. What was another free game?
Blacklight.
Blacklight Retribution.
I uninstalled that shit immediately because it did not play.
It plays now. I've actually gotten into games. So.
Okay. I'll put it back.
You give it a worth of a try. It's literally as if, I don't know, if Killzone was just a free MMO shooter game. And you pay transactions to make your character better as you're earning levels.
Is it a first-person shooter?
It is an FPS.
Okay.
Imagine like if you were a soldier in the Matrix, basically. That's the kind of UI kind of shooting style.
I'm waiting for Planetside.
Planetside would be fun.
Planetside's February.
Are either of you guys PlayStation Plus members?
Of course. Why wouldn't you be?
I'm a big proponent for that now.
Yes.
I don't really want to pay. But once you start, you buy into it, and you really do get quality games for free.
Oh, yeah.
They're so good, they make you keep on paying because you want to keep those games.
Oh, we were members from the time they announced it at E3 2 years ago when they were giving you 12 games that took you 6 days to download on your PlayStation 3.
I really believe that killed my PlayStation. It shortened the lifespan of that.
Probably. Mine was running nonstop.
So what are the free PlayStation games from PlayStation Plus that I have available?
Rezogun.
Rezogun is awesome.
Which is incredible. Very epileptic, seizure-inducing fun.
It's Defender based in in Tron.
Yes. And you just keep flying in a circle.
Yep.
That's all you need to do.
We'll give it a little bit of explanation. Like, when I say Defender, this game is totally the modern-age Defender. You have to go around shooting enemies and picking up little humans to save them and then bring them to a little safe spot. Mm-hmm. But the whole game is, it's set in a, I can't even say the word now, like in a cylinder type setting. So you just go around and around and around.
Like a sea monkey tank.
Yep, exactly.
You know,
cylindrical? Is that the word?
Cylindrical.
Cylindrical. Thank you.
Quarter spear like? I don't know.
Cylindrical, $50 word.
I officially think I turned pro at that game and I had to stop playing it because I played it so much. Mm-hmm. Is to a point where I stopped picking up people and I just started shooting them all the way across the map until they got lifted into the tractor beam. Like, I'd carry one and then shoot the next guy all the way up. Or you're just, ooh,
nice.
Is it a game you would have happily paid for?
Surprisingly, yeah. Yes. I would have played more. If they come out with DLC, I'll be happily to pay more for that.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, and there was one thing I was going to say about that game I can't freaking remember now. Oh, the high scores on that. The first couple days the game was out, the highest score was like 76 yep. million and change. Now, it's like 156 million. My high score is 4 million.
I was about to say 4 points. Wow, that's
yeah, pretty 4. Bad, I shot one thing.
You felt bad for shooting anyone. I was like, I'm just going to run.
I played it like a pacifist. But yeah, 156 million is fucking crazy. Right.
Definitely, if you get a PS4, there's no reason not to get this game. I mean,
yeah.
Pay the $50 a year or whatever it is. On Black Friday, which is this week, you can pick up like a PlayStation Plus 1 year for like $30.
Yeah, I think at Target or something like that.
It's totally worth it, man.
You know what's totally worth it? Added too, before my PS4, I bought my PS4, I grabbed all my PlayStation 3 physical title games and actually traded them in, and I still have a system to play since I have all those Plus member games still lined up on my hard drive.
There you go.
Yep, the only physical games I own for my PS3 are Diablo 3 and Disney Infinity. Those are the only two I have.
I still have quite a few, but
I had to go on a hunt on Disney Infinity today.
What were we looking for?
Well, through the holidays, each store has an exclusive figure.
Yep, that's right.
And I was able to get Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope von Schweetz. I just have to get Rapunzel.
I haven't. Where's Rapunzel at?
Rapunzel's exclusive to Walmart.
Well, then you have to go into Walmart.
Yeah. And the one I went in, they didn't get Walmart. Yeah. I'm like, why you got to put the princess in Walmart? That's right. Not
great. Yeah, I actually saw Wreck-It Ralph and both Vanellope at the store today. I
bought them.
Are you addicted?
That, but they're Christmas presents for my kids. So, okay. And I got Jack Skellington from GameStop. So
Christmas presents.
Yeah.
For bunny ears.
For your kids.
But when I picked up Ralph, I was like, I want to play now! I can't.
My only big complaint about those, the extra figures that you can pick up, is you can only play them in the sandbox mode.
Yeah, for certain figures, yeah.
I mean... Yeah,
but I have from the Series 1 discs I traded. I got the Sugar Rush Sky and the Sugar Rush Ground, so I could kind of make my own Wreck-It Ralph land.
See, I don't have any of the discs at all.
I bought a couple packs, and then I traded for the rest.
I mean, what do they give you? Are they worth it?
There's different ones. Like, there's one that give you exclusive vehicles. There's ones that give you, like, terrain and sky, weapons. So it's just different stuff. Then you have the power-up discs, which give you, like, more money and things like that. But, I mean, it's a fun game, and it's fun to play with the kids, so.
See, there's our tangent on Disney Infinity.
Yeah.
when I was at D23 in August, right before, I was there maybe, like, 2 weeks before the game came out, and I did an interview with one of the producers, and, man, there was so much, you know, Disney Infinity stuff just everywhere. They had a recreation of the, I guess, the Cinderella cart from the game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, and he was not happy when I sort of compared it to Skylanders.
That we don't talk about that here.
He's like, no, it's nothing like Skylanders. But I was like, well, it has characters you can buy that you put on a stand to go into the game. He's like, but we have Disney characters. I'm like, well, granted, I'll give you that. That is true.
The game is engineered to make parents spend money.
It's engineered to make anybody spend money.
Well, no, what it is...
That's what Disney's known for.
Yeah, but what happens is, in the game, there's a thing called the Hall of Heroes that you can go in there
and
see all the figures you don't own yet that are coming out.
I missed my opportunity to get the, I guess, the limited edition Mickey.
Damn it!
I know.
It comes out in January for sale, but shit.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, because the one day we did not go, because the last day of our trip, we opted to go back to Disneyland instead of going back to the convention, because we didn't have another ticket for my wife. Yeah. But, and that's the day they were doing the big, you know, video game push, so, I don't know. I'm not really upset by it.
Nah. We didn't talk about Contrast. That was the other PS3.
Let's go back to PS... See, there's our tangent again. I tried Contrast the other day, and I really liked the concept.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it came out before it was really finished.
Yeah, I can see that, but I like it. I like the whole jumping in the shadows and things like that. But I haven't played it in a while, though.
The concept is really cool. It's like 1920s, like France, you know, like you know, Paris. But just the jumping mechanics felt really loose and floaty, and it was just, if they tightened it up a little bit more, I think it would be a lot more fun.
It stresses me out, because I have a feeling the game is going to take a really, really dark turn. Mm. I'm just like, where's it coming?
That's definitely a good choice. They for a free game, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because the shadow, the jumping in the shadows and in and out of shadows is a cool concept.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So, do you guys think this game would have survived as a PS3 game, or does it need to be a PS4 game? No. I have not launched the game whatsoever. I have it installed. I have.
It just came out for the PS3, also.
Did it?
Yeah.
It does not need to be a PS4 game. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's really no discerning graphical, you know, it doesn't look better. I'll just put it that way.
No, I mean, it looks the same. I mean, I think the load times are quicker.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much the only difference between the other versions. And the PS3 version is not free.
Right. This is definitely a game I would not have paid for.
Yeah.
So.
Unless it was maybe like $10. I might pay that $10.
That's going a little bit. I don't know. I would have to wait for it to go really cheap, you know.
PlayStation Plus sale, $7.50.
Exactly. $7.50 for the regular folk and $5.59 for the PlayStation Plus guys.
Yes.
So what's coming out next for free games?
I believe Don't Starve is coming up soon.
A Okay, I never even heard of that.
Yeah, it's a pretty big game on the PC.
Okay.
It's basically a kid's trapped in the woods and he has to not starve all night and he has to fend off monsters and creatures and things like that.
You mean like regular life?
Yes, pretty much.
You know, one thing while you're talking about that, one thing I love about what the PlayStation is doing is the indie games are getting as much feature as the regular games. There's no differentiating between what's an indie game and what's not.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the next ones are Don't Starve and Binding of Isaac, which are two big games on Steam.
Binding of Isaac?
Yeah.
Every time I hear Isaac, I think of Isaac from Heroes.
No.
Is that an S&M game?
No, it's not.
Game?
No, it's something about it. It's like a little.
Because I would definitely put that on my Vita and take it upstairs.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow.
Shit's getting dark.
This game got interesting. All right.
I know sometime before the end of the year, Minecraft is hitting all the Sony systems, too.
That's one thing I can't get into. I've tried.
What?
Yeah. Oh
my God, I love Minecraft.
I tried it on the Xbox. I
totally concur with you.
Really? Good. I'm not the only one out there.
I'm buying JD Minecraft for Christmas.
Don't do it. You're just wasting money. You do understand that.
No, you're going to play it.
That's why Will likes Disney Infinity so much, because you can build levels just like Minecraft.
Yeah.
You see, there's not much you could do in Minecraft. Apparently there's a storyline.
Wait.
Let me finish, sir, before you rip my face in this box off. The game's not really just a game. Apparently there is a storyline to it, but it's a very loose story. If you progress anything in the game, it doesn't change anything in the game. It just makes you build shit.
What? I don't even know what you're saying.
I won't play it.
All right,
I'm just gonna call it Minecraft.
It's fucking amazing game. I love it. It's very creative. The only people that don't like it are the people that don't have imaginations. JD.
I have an imagination.
I can imagine things right now.
I just imagine me not playing that game.
Imagine a whole lot of other things.
Here's why I'm looking forward to it. First of all, I hope that it's the kind of game where I can be playing on my Vita while my kids are playing on the TV, and then I can creep them out, like just sneaking up behind them and shit, dressed as a creeper.
And are you talking about in the game or real life?
Both.
Okay.
Then do you do that anyway to your kids?
I do. I do. I just creep by the window.
So let's move on from creeping out your kids to let's talk about some of the retail releases that came out for the PS4. What games did you guys pick up?
Go ahead, JD. You go first.
Okay, I picked up COD Ghosts. I picked up Killzone and Need for Speed Rivals.
Okay. Will?
I picked up Killzone, Ghosts, Assassin's Creed, Need for Speed Rivals, and NBA 2K14.
Wow. All right. So you have more games. I did the buy two get one free on Amazon.
Yep.
And I just sold, some school books, so I had a bunch of credit, so I only wound up paying like $30 for three games. So yeah. I can't really complain too much. I wound up picking up Assassin's Creed 4, Killzone, and Knack.
Nice.
So if I had paid full price for Knack, I wouldn't have been happy. I'll say that much. But
yeah, but you need that platformer. You need that.
You do. I'm a platform game nerd. I love them. This game is fucking difficult, I gotta tell you, man. It looks fun. It's fine. It definitely reminds you of like a Pixar type of style of game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I've been debating whether to start over and playing on an easier, you know, level just to be. Just to have fun.
That's where I am with Killzone.
Which game were you talking about, Kerry?
Knack.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly where I am with Killzone, because I'm not that far into Killzone.
You're right.
But the game is just stupid hard.
I agree. I'm not very far into it either, but I definitely agree on that.
Yeah, I'm at the part where you first get the bullets for the gun.
Wow. That's when the game gets hard. You start shooting, shit just goes awry.
Well, no, you get to the wreckage and you have to find the guys that are underground and shit. Once I get out of there, I just keep dying. I'm like, that sucks.
The game looks really good, though.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I mean, all the multiplayer parts of the game, like, I have not got to play any of the story for either one. Maybe about 10 minutes for both, total.
For what, Killzone and Ghosts?
Killzone and Ghost.
I'm actually pretty far into the story for Ghost.
So you're maybe, if you're close to the end, you're probably, what, 3 hours into it?
Oh, you make it sound that deep.
Nah, and honestly, I thought Call of Duty was going to be my least enjoyed game. I only bought it because JD bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually enjoying
it. The world has flipped over on itself because I actually don't like the game whatsoever, and Ninja likes it.
Wait a minute, you don't like it?
I actually don't like it. The spawn algorithms are garbage. The level design for multiplayer is too havoc. There's always any room that you stand in, there's always 3 points of entry. So whichever way you're actually looking at, two other people could come in and DP you.
DP, what, explain that to me.
Because
I'm thinking of something completely different.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, no, okay. No, that's exactly what I'm thinking. No, two people come at you, and they could kill you. And
okay.
There's no real defense in the game. But the
squad mode's fun.
Squad mode is fun. Squad mode is the what we've been playing. What is it called again? Firefight or...
Safeguard.
Safeguard, there you go. Safeguard is like Horde mode from Gears of War.
I just got a free month of Gamefly, and one of the first game they're sending to me is Call of Duty Ghosts, but I'm getting it on the One, on the Xbox One, so...
Okay.
Ooh.
Definitely check out Safeguard. It's actually a lot of fun. I actually find it a lot of fun, besides from playing fun. Extinction. Extinction is awesome. It stresses me out when people don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, don't can we curse on the show?
Can we cuss?
We've been cursing all over the place.
I guess so. I mean, if you fucking want to.
Oh.
Damn.
Gloves are off.
Just watch your fucking mouth next time, though.
Fuck shit. Piss, motherfucking. What was it? Damn it.
But, yeah, I'm actually kind of enjoying Call of Duty. And the only reason I own NBA 2K14
is cry.
Because it's pretty.
I've heard it's a gorgeous looking game.
Yes, the graphics in-game are great. That being said, the menus are fucking utter garbage.
Well, I played the NBA Live demo on the PS4, and that game was just garbage.
That's what I heard. Poor Live.
We were at the Xbox One launch. What did you say when your wife walked in the room?
Yeah, the characters look like they're just dead, man. It's like... They don't move their heads very much, and it's very, very strange.
And that's what that game almost turned into was Lego NBA, because that's what's almost what the form factor.
That would have probably been a better game.
I'd play Lego NBA.
I would too.
Lego NBA.
Lego NBA.
Dunk on the guy, they just shatter. That's awesome.
They can bring all the Lego IPs into it. Come on, that'd be awesome.
Oh my god, that'd be so awesome if they played it off like NFL Blitz or.
Now I want to play a Lego Smash Brothers.
NBA Jam. Come on.
That'd be great.
Like you get pushed and the pieces fall all over, and then you know Shaq is made out of like 16 pieces while Shaq's everyone else is made. Shaq is made of the Starship Trooper base.
They did announce they're making another making the Hobbit Lego game.
I did see that.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
Anytime they make a Lego game on me, I'm excited. I'm a sucker for those because it's. I think I talked about it on the show before. I still have Lego Marvel on the 360.
Nice.
So, please tell me about that game.
It's awesome. It's,
really?
I'm a huge Marvel nerd, and the Lego collect everything mentality really gets me.
Yeah,
I haven't 100% every single Lego game, but this one I definitely plan to. And this is how sick I am. I've been debating whether to actually pick it up on the Xbox One and just start over.
Well, the demo just came out for the PS4.
Did it?
Yep.
Yes, I just don't know how much better it'll look on the next gen. You know,
I think it's more loaded times than anything.
Right.
Think of it this way: you could play it on your Vita.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, and that right there is the biggest strength of the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
The Vita connectivity.
But, okay, it could be the biggest strength, or it could be a problem for Vita games, because they have Lego Marvel on the Vita. Who's going to buy the Vita version if they can just buy the PS4 version and play it on their Vita?
I'm going to say I would, because I'm the one that I will be buying a digital copy of Injustice for the PS3, which gets me the $10 upgrade for the PS4, and I'm also going to buy the Injustice for the Vita.
Okay, so you're the sucker.
I'm that asshole.
Yeah. Right. not asshole, just...
Speaking outside of the fanboyism box, I said the people that are going to buy Vita games are the people that don't have a PS4.
Yes.
No. I still buy both.
No. I'm saying not excluding you. I mean, I'm talking about the 10 or 15-year-old kid that doesn't have a PS4. Right. They're still going to have the ability to play the same game, but it's just going to be on the Vita.
But the problem with some of those games, like Lego Marvel, I know for sure, like the Vita version is a completely different game.
Yeah, it didn't translate very well at all.
It's not the console game.
So, I don't know. Speaking Activision fucked up. Was it Activision that does the Lego games?
No, Traveller Tales and...
Right, but who's the publisher? Is it?
I thought it was Warner Brothers, but it's not.
No, Warner Brothers is in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers does a DC and Marvel game?
I think so.
Wow, they're double dipping in the comic book world.
They are, because they own the Legos.
That's true, huh?
I can't wait for that movie.
I know.
I can't wait for that game now. When's Lego Marvel versus DC coming out?
Oh my god! I want it. But I want the Lego movie, the game.
Lego movie, the game.
Yes.
I was actually one of the only games I was interested in on the Wii U was that Lego City game.
Yeah, when I was at PAX, they had a big old Lego City Underground or thing going on. There was a dude, big Lego dude you take a picture with. He scared me, though. He smelled like beef and cheese.
As they should.
Yes.
He's made out of Legos. Did you step on him? Did it hurt your feet when you step on him?
No, I didn't want to go that close to him. They had a jousting thing next to him. I was going to grab the thing and then beat him in the head with it. Sorry.
So, what other retail games? You said Need for Speed Rivals. Tell me about that.
Need for Speed Rivals, let me just say, I don't know which is a more dangerous city to live in. The city in Need for Speed or Grand Theft Auto? Because these cops commit murder on a daily basis to stop racers.
They're on a personal vendetta to actually... Oh! Marcus has appeared.
Marcus!
Wild Marcus has appeared. Look, we're talking about cops. Marcus shows up.
Yeah, a little behind the scenes. So, we lost one of our guests for a little while we're talking about the PlayStation.
We still don't have a mic, so he's still listening in as a blue silhouette.
Marcus,
so Need for Speed Cops is. Oh, there he is. There's a face. I need to turn you down just a hair bit. There you go. Alright, so Need for Speed Rivals, me and Ninja have been playing that, and literally, we've been playing it like chips.
Yes.
Like, we ride tandem until we find some perp.
And then we Malachi crunch them.
Explain to me, okay, Rivals, I know you can, okay, so it's like Hot Pursuit in, like, what other game would you compare it to?
Burnout Paradise.
Yeah.
Oh, so you put the Burnout in there.
Yup.
Oh.
Yeah, it you know, the cars actually race a little bit more arcadey-like, so it's really easy to hands-on to get into it.
I will drift like a beast.
Yeah, apparently Ninja becomes DK when we start driving.
Shit, yeah.
Does it look really good?
Yeah.
It looks pretty.
You see the water rolling off the car?
Every car is perpetually wet.
Yes, just so you can see the water roll off it.
This is going to segue into another cool thing about the PlayStation 4 is... The Ustream and the Twitch stuff they have. I actually watched a guy playing Need for Speed Rivals just to see how the game was, and it's interesting that you can do that now.
Oh yeah, now there is some things with the Twitch streaming. Like, it doesn't, if you're streaming it and you're watching on a computer, mm-hmm. it does not stream in high def. That's going to come in eventually. You can't archive your streams right now. That's coming in a patch eventually.
You can archive streams, but you can't archive gameplay within the system.
Yes, but it doesn't save your voice on it.
No,
it's just
a regular gaming itself.
Can you record it from a third party, like from your computer or something?
Yes, but I think right now they have to wait for a software update for that.
Okay,
I haven't tried it yet.
And you cannot stream porn, because that's a thing in the playroom. You're not supposed to do that.
Well, that definitely violates TOS.
Yes, it does.
I want to see this in the web browser to see if I can stream porn. Because apparently Pornhub has got an app coming out.
I heard that.
For the PlayStation 4.
Yes.
That's I've been saying this for years. That's the only reason technology is created. It's for porn.
And look at the fucking PlayStation camera in the playroom. It took, what, a week?
I missed out. I wanted to see shenanigans.
That's the only reason like Blu-ray survived, because porn and Disney jumped on board.
Yeah, now you're going to have 3D Blu-rays.
You just used porn and Disney in the same sentence in a positive light.
I did, didn't I?
It's American, like porn and Disney.
That's American as porn and Disney.
That is America.
Yes. But yeah, the streaming and the sharing and all that stuff, that's pretty awesome. I'm enjoying it. I'm streaming a lot.
Okay, so we've been jerking off the system for a while. What do you hate about it?
The UI, again. There's times where I can't get into the PlayStation Store. There's times where I can't access a lot of the features at the game, inside the game while another game's running. So yeah. It is kind of slow if you got something running on the back end.
Okay. I literally have one gripe about the system.
It's the chat room.
No. I want a notification when a friend comes online. That's it. I don't want to have to keep bouncing out of a game to check my friends list.
There's no option to turn that on?
No, like there's a notification for your trophies, but there is not one way to put on a notification when a friend goes online or offline. Like the PS3, that was automatic. Right. But with the not with the PS4.
See, I find that very annoying, and if I wanted to interact with that person or want to know who's playing, I'll go to the list and find them.
I don't have that kind of time.
It's easy to do it now. It's just jump in, jump out where you need to go.
Exactly. I don't find that so much of a complaint. Yeah, I do see your reason why it's a complaint. But if I know I'm going to be playing COD with you, Ninja, or or Carrie, you know, I'll know when you guys actually come in, or you'll actually see the party list. You'll see your friends' party lists already up and playing.
I did like that you can see open parties and stuff like that.
Oh, like for instance, when we tried playing with Miko, just a couple days ago, she was already in game, and Ninja saw that we were in a party already. He just jumped it right in.
Yep, that's how I do, like fucking Kool-Aid.
oh yeah. So being aware what your friends are doing is very cool, but getting the notification of what your friends are doing when they come on is a totally different complaint.
I just wanted to say F3 Prototype is online. That's all it needs to say.
I like that because now I can ninja my way through the internet.
Oh, ninja.
So, Marcus, do you have a PS4?
No.
No. Okay, so... No, not a hater, just...
he just crushes a lot.
So, what do you guys think about the controller?
I like it.
Very, very deep, thank you. Your in-depth interpretation.
It's sexy, I like the way the DualShock feels, the sticks. The touchpad takes a little bit of getting used to.
Yeah.
The only game, I mean, Killzone, you use it to select what your little robot does, and in Assassin's Creed, you use it for your map.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works though.
Yeah, I like that. The triggers are awesome.
It actually conforms to a good FPS now.
Yeah, it's so much better than the PlayStation 3 controller.
Oh, definitely. It feels comfortable in your hand. It really does.
But which leads to my second complaint: the battery life on this controller is nowhere near what the DualShock 3 is.
I was about to say that. I've had to charge mine. My PS4 controller I've had to charge way too many times. I haven't even had to charge my Xbox One controller once yet.
Yeah, I've had to charge my PlayStation 4 controller every day, where I can go like 3 or 4 days with a PlayStation 3 controller and not have to charge it.
Right. I don't know. Putting too much into the controller, maybe? I don't know.
My complaint for the controller is the share and option buttons. They are very close to the touchpad. Sometimes I'll push the touchpad button rather than the sharing options, or I'm actually out looking for the buttons before I can actually find them.
You have to stop what you're doing and look at your controller to find the button?
Yeah, or like I don't know, like a blind dude looking for Braille to find out what to read. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, that's where it is. Right. it's not easy to quick to get to. Like, the start and select button was right there.
Yeah.
No, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I find myself sometimes hitting the touchpad button inadvertently. Like, I'll think it's going for the start button, like JD said, and, like, I hit that. I'm like, it's not doing what I want. I don't want the
right. What's up with all these big words, sir?
I don't know.
Inadvertently, oh my God.
They didn't have to get very smart.
Sort of.
You're not my podcast partner. What are you doing with Ninja?
So let's go into some of the failure rates, man. So
yeah, there were some problems. The Taco Bell guys got some problems.
Taco Bell guys?
First of all, they got problems for eating at Taco Bell.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you eat at Taco Bell, you have more than just that problem.
So what is it, the percentage? Was it 0.04%?
They upped it. No, it started at 0.04, and then they upped it to 1%.
Okay. So 1% of all systems were failing.
Yeah.
So there's 1,000 systems out there. Right? Yeah. 10,000 or 1,000?
No, 10,000 is 1% of 1,000,000, I think.
How many systems did they sell? Do we know?
Oh, 1,000,000 in 24 hours.
So
that's, well, let me put an asterisk towards that. That's just in America alone.
America.
Right.
Pouring it out.
So 1% of 1,000,000 is way too many. If you put that, if you look at how many total that is, that's way too many to be to not fucking work the on day one.
And there was all kinds of things that were coming out, like Foxconn. There was supposedly a letter that like people were saying, oh, yeah, we sabotage certain systems, we'll be lucky to turn on. People were blaming Amazon packaging because in the box for the PlayStation 4, the big box I shipped in, it had like one little bubble wrap in it. Mine was well packed when I got mine from Amazon. I had all kinds of bubble wrap in it.
That's good.
You must have been entertained for hours.
I did. I was like, click, 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 click.
Screw the game system. I'm just going to pop this button for days.
Oh my God, that was the longest day of work ever.
This week is the longest week ever. Shit. I'm just trying to get to a vacation day.
Yeah, but yeah, they had. I know the one problem was there was an HDMI port problem.
There was a few code problems. Like, there was flashing blue, flashing red.
Yes.
Solid red.
Well, I know flashing red, they said that means you have to take a break from your PlayStation because it's too hot.
Okay, so that's the heat sensor one?
Yeah, that's the heat sensor one. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we should probably talk about the color-coded strip on the top of the PlayStation.
Well, speaking of that, let's talk about the power brick is actually inside the system now.
Well, the power brick was inside the PlayStation 3 also. Sony is the masters of hardware. Sony knows how to make their shit compact enough that you don't have to have an external power source.
Right, because you compare the size of a PS4 and then the Xbox One, there's a sizable difference.
Yeah.
God, that box is huge.
Yeah, the Xbox One is almost as big as the original Xbox, I think.
You know, with that new Xbox power supply, I'm going to use that as a mace during the apocalypse.
Is it that much bigger than the old one?
No. It's actually smaller, but it's got some weight to it.
Nice.
It's like a fat metallic turd.
Has some girth to it.
I was trying to avoid that word.
It was made with muscle and brawn.
Now you're gonna say something, Will, just before about the colors on the light.
Oh yeah,
colors.
Yeah. The colored power strip on the top. When you first turn it on, it's white, which just means the system's booting up.
Okay.
Then it's blue, which is your normal. Now there was a problem that if it's blinking blue. They're saying it's a problem with the connection from your TV to the PlayStation, which sometimes it's incompatible with TVs. You got to update your TV firmware. I think I was fine because I had a Sony TV and a Sony PlayStation 4, so everything was kind of copacetic. Then there's the baby shit brown stripe.
Which you don't want that.
No, that one's good. That means it's in standby because now your system will actually charge your controller in standby.
It's orange for me.
Oh, it looks baby shit brown to me.
Maybe just colorblind a little bit.
Maybe it's orange. I don't know. And then red means your PlayStation's on fire and back off a little bit because it's too hot.
The red light of death. Don't want that.
No, it's not death. Caliente. It's the red light of cool down a little bit. Ventilate me some.
Take a break.
Exactly. Yeah. Red means stop.
It should blink green when it's cooled off again.
Right. Temperature. Yeah. It should give you a temperature gauge on it.
Oh my god! Yeah, like a PC.
Right? Oh man! Imagine if it was like StreamCraft and it just had let off a whole bunch of steam just to.
That'd be massive.
That would be.
All right. To I think let's move on to the Xbox One.
Yeah, I'd say we've been jerking off the PlayStation 4 enough.
Right. Who? Everybody raise their
partially
hand.
Partially massaging
one.
It.
Yes.
Vigorously.
Vigorously massaging.
Who picked up their Xbox One?
Nope.
Who has that one?
Hi.
Me too.
Nope.
So it's just us two.
Yep.
Okay, who has played one here?
I've spent a little bit of time with Killer Instinct on it. Just recently finished installing Call of Duty. That install was ridiculous.
Yeah.
How long was the install?
Oh my god. It was like at least 20 minutes, I think, before I could start playing.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's my biggest complaint about it so far, is the install times on the game seems to be quite lengthy. I just borrowed a Rise from somebody today, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go play it right before we record. Nope, had to install for like half an hour.
So did they flip? Like, the PlayStation 3 used to have super long installs, and Xbox One was kind of quick.
Right.
Xbox flipped around. I should say. Yeah, they flipped it.
Yeah, totally.
Huh. Well, I mean, like, for a lot of the other stuff, like, if you download, like, Killer Instinct was a really quick install.
That was a quick install. I mean,
one character.
even still, like, if the other characters are, like, in the background, which I don't know, like, as far as the data, it was still a pretty quick install just to be able to play the full game.
We actually did the unboxing video for Marcus. Mm-hmm. So when he got home, he just picked up the controller and smiled like a 10-year-old boy on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
We started doing the install for it, and I think I went to the bathroom and came back, and he was already playing. Like, it was literally like maybe 4 minutes until he started playing. It was a pretty hefty download.
You know, I'll tell you the biggest the first day that I got it. I didn't come home after work on Friday. I picked it up Thursday night at the Best Buy, and played it for a while. I had to go run an errand, came back, turned everything back on. I couldn't get the video signal to come to my TV.
Oh no!
And I think it had something to do with my receiver, because it's happened to me one time after that. But it's working fine now, and I do have a wooden desk, so I can actually literally knock on wood. I actually have my my DirecTV hooked up through the Xbox One now, which I like that concept of, you know, being able to watch TV and flip to the video game like that. It works.
Yeah, it just seems like, I don't know how practical that is.
It doesn't have to be there, no, I agree, but it's cool. With a limited amount of HDMI, you know, on my receiver, mm-hmm. it helps because I'm able to use my Xbox as the pass-through and then save an extra spot, you know?
Yeah.
So, and that it works that way. And it's cool just to be able to go Xbox, watch TV, and then you're watching you're watching TV right away.
That is a cool feature when you think about it. Like, yeah, I know I used to do home theater installation, and this is going to be an installer's hell trying to...
No, we lost Marcus again.
Oh, no.
He had to install a new update.
He was installing a game.
It's going to be an installer's hell to try to tell the customer, hey, this is how you access your TV. You turn on your Xbox, then you turn on your cable box. And like, I get how useful it is. I want to know if it just sucks that it's only deemed to HDMI. You know, yeah. If I could do, like, my PlayStation 2 on there, or, you know, because, no, that's still a little laggy or something like else.
Well, you know, I've seen videos of people, like, running the, you know, PS3 or PS4 through it, and the Wii U and that kind of stuff, and it's a little bit laggy, but it's still doable. You can still do it if you wanted to.
The only practical thing that I see with it is just really your HD, your cable box. Even though it's really designed for the cable box, just to go through it.
And it's designed for cable for your TV or for to watch a cable or satellite, because to get to it you have to click on the TV app. So it's a little weird that you couldn't rename that. Like, what if you wanted to still hook up your Blu-ray player to it? which I know it has one built in now, because both of the new systems have Blu-ray.
Yep. Which I love that that's not even like a thing now. People are like, oh yeah, it does play Blu-rays. It's kind of just like an afterthought.
Right? Doesn't play HD DVD anymore? Come on.
Yeah. Hey, what happened, Microsoft?
Back on horse. I know, but say you...
Leave it to Sony to be double-dipping in their drives.
Yep. So, yeah, Sony's making money off of Microsoft putting Blu-ray in their system, so...
Yep.
So, at this point, I guess I'm the only one who's actually owned one, who actually owned ones, because we lost Marcus again. Hopefully he'll come back, but... I only have one game for it, really. I have Dead Rising 3. And
that's the only game I want to play on it.
It is everything you want it to be, my friend.
Is it?
Damn it. It is.
I wanted... This is as cynical as... I wanted it to be bad for me not to go try to go buy the system yet.
Okay, here's my quick review on Dead Rising 3. It still has some of the same faults that the last couple had. The time is not as bad. You're not timed per... I mean, it still counts down by days, you know? And you have all the side missions you can go through and everything. And it looks like we got Marcus back, hopefully.
Hooray.
There he is.
Marcus, I choose you! Go!
Yay! We're just talking about Dead Rising 3.
Now.
But... I don't know, the sheer amount of zombies on screen at one time, it's really amazing, man. The graphics aren't the best, but...
They never were in Dead Rising. It was about fun.
Right, the game is still fucking fun. Some of the complaints were I had before, you can combine weapons now. You find blueprints around, you can combine weapons anywhere you're at.
Okay.
Which is fun. You don't have to go to a workbench to do it.
That was annoying.
Yeah. They fixed a lot of the little problems like that. It's still hard to find things sometimes. You have to really scour that map to figure out where you're supposed to be going, you know what I mean?
Is it all about that laser sword?
Yeah.
It's about that jewels and flashlight.
Oh, no, the guitar. The guitar from Dead Rising 2.
Yes. Yes, exactly. There's a guitar in this game. And I mean, there's no load time after the initial load time, which is close to a minute or so, like 45 seconds. It's just open world. It's go anywhere, and it's like you're automatically there.
That's cool.
If you're a Dead Rising fan, there's no reason not to pick up this game.
Yeah, like I said, that's the one game I want to play on it.
And I borrowed Rise tonight and waiting for it to install before we started, and I never got a chance to play it yet.
So, on average, what are the install times on this?
Maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes?
That isn't...
Unacceptable.
I mean, okay, on Rise, I went and watched TV for a little bit again and came back to it, and it wasn't fully installed, but it said ready to play.
Okay.
But the problem was that when I did that with Dead Rising, when it said ready to play, I went into it and there was an update, and you weren't able to... actually start your game until the update was completed. It was just, I was like, what's the point then?
I heard you like patches and updates, so we put some patches in your updates and gave you some updates for your patches.
That's what they said with Killzone. Did you see that article?
I did see that.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, if it makes the system faster and work better, I see that 15 minutes being well worth it.
Yeah.
I get it with... which one called Metal Gear 4?
Good.
I was allowing you to actually do a full install for it, but it was going to cost you 20 minutes to do it. I get that. I'll do that rather than, 5-6 minutes every 20 minutes.
That seems a lot longer than 20 minutes. That's just an hour.
I want to apologize to everybody listening. There's a little bit of a delay, internet delay, going on with JD's voice. So if you like JD a lot, you get to hear him twice now.
Yeah.
Okay, enough of that.
The only other game that I played, my buddy picked up the entire Killer Instinct collection. He bought the Ultra collection that came with the original arcade game, which was a lot of fun.
So he got the download one?
Combo Breaker.
Yeah, he bought the download one.
Okay,
the $40 version.
Because they had that, and then they had the Ultimate Pin Edition that you had to get from the Microsoft Store.
Well, the Ultimate Pin Edition, it turns out to be, because we both reserved that at the Microsoft Store, the only thing, it was $20 more than that Ultimate Edition, and it came, you know why they call it the Ultimate Pin Edition?
Because you had pins that you collect from completing challenges.
No, 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 it came with a pin to wear.
No, 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 yeah, these are actual collectible pins that you go to sanctioned tournaments or stores and stuff like that. Very Pokemon-esque.
Well, it was they're designed by the Penny Arcade guys.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But, you know, it wasn't worth extra 20, 30 bucks for me, you know?
Yeah. You got the little book that you... It came with the JGO pin to start because everybody got JGO, and then you could compete in challenges or, like, tournaments and stuff and earn the other pins to complete the collection.
That's cool.
How many pins are there?
What was it? I think, like, they had enough... slots in there for
both seasons, but I think there were 10. Oh. Sort of lost your voice there, man.
Yeah. I think he said it was about 10.
Well. Alright, so moving on. So the only game I've really played
is lost you again.
Yeah.
Technical difficulties are here in Outer Haven. The new Outer Haven will be up soon.
Now, JD, you have played around with the system. What do you think of like the UI and all that?
Okay, so I'll give it to Microsoft. They are really, really good with Xbox Live. They've been doing it for 10, almost 11 out of 10 years. It was maybe 10, 12, somewhere around that. So they've got the whole networking aspect done, the internet networking done. Xbox Live is good, and they made it better now with Xbox One. I'll give it that. It's snappy. It's flashy. It's got everything I need, whatever I'm looking for. I don't agree with the Windows 8 being shoved in my face all so much.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
But I do like it over than the PlayStation Network.
But I will admit that the Windows 8 on the Xbox One, the look of it, it works for a gaming system.
Yes, it really does.
Be able to pin stuff to your homepage and all that. There are just some things that really work. And there's some things that I think it's just not knowing how to do it yet. Like I was trying to find the settings earlier to do something, and I couldn't find it. I had to go into your own.
I think that's signs of us getting old.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, where's the... you had to go into your apps and then look for it from there.
I couldn't find the power button on the PlayStation 4 when I fucking first opened it.
Okay, yeah, me too.
Marcus, tell the story! Tell the story!
So we had, like, a Best Buy for everybody that doesn't know I worked there. We had three of them return to the store just because people couldn't find the power button and figure out how to turn the system on.
They don't deserve to own it at that point.
It was one person just returned it, said, whatever, the system doesn't work. And, I guess, I don't know if they got their system replaced, but we had another couple. They had theirs returned. Now, this is two people trying to figure out where the power button is. Returned it once, got another system. They were convinced it didn't work. Come back the next day, return this one because they still couldn't find the power button. And then said, system doesn't work, keep it.
Wow. Morons. How many of those failure rates are people that just can't find the fucking power button?
my shit won't turn on. Well,
have you located the power button? I think my system is missing a power button.
So now does the Xbox have a visible power button?
It's actually the logo itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it is the logo. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, I will admit on the PS4, I actually had to go look through the instructions to find out, where are the fucking power buttons?
Yeah, I couldn't find the eject button. I just kept ejecting it when you go to remove disc from the controller.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, there it is.
When we did the unboxing, I don't know if Mike put this inside the video itself, but it was me sitting there. I was like, all right, we'll plug this in. I got everything on. I pushed the button. I heard the little tone that it goes off, and I looked again, and it was out. I'm like, is that the power button? Was that the power button? And I'm reaching around. I'm thinking the sync button on the size of power button. I was like, man, this is stupid. I'm putting it all the way over here. And then as I'm reaching for it, my arm grazes the power button. I'm like, Arm, where the fuck is this power button? And then I read the instructions, and I'm like, I'm an idiot.
So let's put it to a vote here. PS4 or Xbox One? How many people prefer the Xbox One at this point?
I'm going to be biased because I haven't played the Xbox One yet, because every demo unit I go to play doesn't work.
Well, your vote didn't count anyway, so.
Well, then.
Oh.
Fucking Jersey just racist.
Un-American.
Yeah. I want corn and apple pie just like anybody else.
Dude, you live in Jersey. You don't even have mustard at fucking Burger King there.
Really?
No, mustard is a foreign thing in Jersey. I gotta let you know that.
That is true.
Unless it's on a hot dog, that's about it.
I got a whole fridge full of mustard.
Your face is full of mustard.
So, okay, Marcus, which one?
I mean, obviously I bought the Xbox, so that's my choice. I really still prefer the controller over PlayStation, so that's me. Even though they made improvements and it does feel more comfortable for FPSs, I still prefer the Xbox. Plus, I like Killer Instinct, so. Stop shaking your head. Don't you shake your head at me.
I'm not. I'm looking at two different screens.
I'm talking about Will.
Oh. You can't see me. I'm in the dark.
Don't lie. You're not very ninja.
This is very ninja. My opinion on this, I'm going to like the PlayStation because of the games. I'm going to like the Xbox because of the UI system and their internet. So that the future is going to tell with the apps now, what are people going to actually do with these killer games coming out soon. I think the deciding factor for Xbox in the future months is going to be Titanfall.
Yeah.
On the other side of it, it's going to be the first party titles for PlayStation. Would it be another God of War, the Uncharted that they just teased us, and Destiny. So there's a lot of ammo coming from both sides on the killer titles. Xbox is still have yet to release more on what's going on other than Halo, other than Titanfall.
Yes. Halo, sort of, okay.
Halo will always live as long as there's a controller and a 12-year-old out there.
Sure. So I totally agree with you, JD. I mean, the game is what's going to make it, but right now I am definitely leaning towards the Xbox because just I'm an Xbox fanboy, but
so your vote you count as null and void.
Yeah, your vote don't count either. So it's a 1-to-1 vote.
But no, I mean it does come down to the games, the software, and I've always did we lose? We lost.
Damn. Yeah, we lost.
His vote doesn't count either now.
His vote doesn't.
The PlayStation
count.
Wins.
Nobody. Oh, wow, Marcus appears.
Like, the one game that was going to make a deciding factor for me was going to be the new Kingdom Hearts, but they announced it on both systems, so I was sort of saved me there.
Yeah.
But so, what games coming in the future are you guys looking forward to?
Infamous.
Yes.
Destiny and Titanfall. Which is, I'm going to play Titanfall on PC. Yeah.
Titanfall, is there going to be any single player to that game at all?
Who cares? You're in a mech.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine would probably be Infamous, Point Uncharted, taken. And Elder Scrolls Online.
Uncharted is going to be definitely a lot of fun. When are they going to announce the next God of War for the PS4?
I could wait on that.
They don't.
Yeah, I could wait on that. I mean, I didn't even play Ascension.
I don't think Santa Monica is still a studio anymore.
No, they are. I saw their logo in front of something from the game trailer's launch party for PlayStation. They were in front of something.
Okay, well, I know the original guy from God of War is not there anymore at Santa Monica.
Nope. I tried playing Ascension, and that game pissed me off.
Yeah.
That freezing in the middle of, like, jumping from a ledge, and I was like, you know what?
That's called
stylistic screenshots. No. They corrupted my save. I was like, screw this game. Done. Trade in.
There was one game that I played. I can't remember what it is right now. I got so mad that I just traded it in right away. I was like, oh, Advent Rising.
Oh, man.
Hey, that's like one of my guilty pleasures.
It was. The
music for that game was awesome.
I love Advent Rising.
That game had a lot of lies.
No, the game made me rage quit and return it right away was Brute Force on the original Xbox.
Oh, the original Halo killer?
Oh my god. Yeah, that was quoted on the box. Yep. I played this. I merely almost threw my Xbox across the room.
And that shit's heavy. You could have hurt yourself.
Yeah. With the Halle Berry look-alike?
Yeah, it was back when I was younger. And
oh, this game's a Halo killer? It's going to be awesome. This game sucks.
I had trouble getting across the wooden bridge in the beginning of the game.
Yeah, little known fact, JD traded that in for Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
And it was a better game.
No, that's not a little known fact. Everybody knew that.
And Rumble Roses.
Shut up. Oh, you man. Got achievements in Rumble Roses.
Have you seen this man's swimsuit collection?
On Dead or Alive? I know.
Yeah. Well, yours is about the same, isn't it?
No, I didn't know a guy here who played Triple XO.
I didn't buy the swimsuits, actually.
Ooh.
I got a few of them.
You got them because of that.
You got more swimsuits.
He got them because of pre-order bonus.
Yep.
Now, I don't think they could do some of those games that they did back in the, like 10, 15 years ago. They you know, like BMX Triple X and
yeah,
Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
I want to see BMX Triple X HD.
I don't know if you do or not.
Or Dead or Alive 6.
That game comes with pre-order STDs.
Oh my god.
You know what I want to see, Sony? I want to see Wild 9.
Shut up about Wild 9.
Would that be Wild 10?
No, I want just Wild 9. I love that game, and it never went anywhere.
I think I still have that game.
I still do.
Yeah.
I bought that shit on Amazon for like $5.
You know, surprised me about the Xbox launch is that they didn't release, or any of them, they don't release like snowboarding games anymore. I was expecting to see like another Amp game.
Yeah.
I remember when snowboarding games were popular, like Snowboard Kids and SSX. Yeah, and then,
I remember when SSX came out. Yeah, SSX was good until you found out you couldn't play against your friends.
Yep.
So let's talk about that. It's a good point, Marcus. Let's talk about the launches. Did you work both of them? Oh, we didn't lose them now, did we?
Yeah, we did. Don't ask him questions. every time we address him, he disappears.
I know, right? So I'll pose this question to you guys. What do you think about the launches? Which one had the better launch?
See, as far as like titles go, I think Sony kind of won it just because they came first. So like where you have your Assassin's Creed, Need for Speed, and all that stuff, there wasn't anything to differentiate the Xbox One version from the PS4 version. So it came down to the exclusive titles.
Yeah. I think Sony took a note off of a Microsoft when their 360 came out, and they said, "All right, we're out first," and their systems outsold their PS3.
Yeah.
So I think this one, it was three form factors that had to factor in this. It was back when Sony dropped the mic at their conferences. Yeah, when they announced all these things, when Xbox announced all these other things, and the internet did not like it.
No.
Two, I think it was the price point. The $100 price point was a big change factor for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And then the third is the timing. If I was a kid and I found out that I had to buy one system, I'm going to get the system I want first.
Yeah.
So I think out of the selling war, I think PlayStation won this, but it's the long run that's going to be changing this whole year.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I mean, I went to I picked up my Xbox One on the night before that Thursday night last week, and there wasn't a ton of people there picking it up. I mean, there were people that were coming in like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, getting in line and able to pick one up. You know.
It was funny because when I went to the PlayStation launch, mm-hmm. when we were walking out with our PlayStations, there was still a line outside that they were still having people maybe getting one.
Oh, wow.
The Xbox One, we walked out and there was nobody outside.
Nope, it was empty outside, yeah.
So I don't know if there was enough systems for everyone to actually buy, or there was not a demand like the other system.
Well, I think that was also because there's a bigger shortage on, I think, the Xbox Ones and there were the PlayStations.
Okay, I didn't know that.
The PlayStations had, what was it, at launch there were, at our store anyway, there were 76 extra PlayStations, where Microsoft, there were only 36.
Oh, wow.
And we also started, because we had practice with the PlayStation 1, we started the pre-ring process a lot earlier, and we're able to get everybody pretty much paid for on the Xbox launch as opposed to the PlayStation. It took longer to get the pre-orders because they started so late.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, the Xbox launch, I mean, it went pretty smoothly. I mean, like Marcus just said, everybody was already paid before, way ahead of time, and everybody's in there. They had to do the trade-ins or whatever, and people are just able to pick up the system and go home and play it.
So, I concur.
Yay!
Xbox had more swag. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, yep. Xbox did drop the mic on swag.
I have an inflatable Rise sword, so my week is made.
Nice.
We have an inflatable ratchet.
Yep. A ratchet and a bag and a beanie and a shirt and two keychains.
I actually wore my beanie the other day, like, for the whole day at work, so.
I almost bought a Call of Duty Ghost beanie today.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Any Call of Duty swag to me is just like tap out shirts.
It's like dude bro shit.
Honestly, that's what I think. It's like the dude bro wear of the video game world.
It's like I like the baseball cap, but I'm like they don't. They said like what is a like flat bill certified or something. I'm like no shit. I gotta bend that shit. I can't have this straight board on my head. I hate that.
That's the one thing I miss about working at GameStop is when that shit got pennied out, you take it home for free.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or you paid a penny.
Yep.
Yes.
Cool. Well,
pay for your shit.
I think we've pretty much covered every aspect that I wanted to touch upon.
Oh, other than one thing.
Nope.
The Xbox One disk drive, that sounds like it's going to eat disks.
Oh, yeah.
We That's have okay. a little... With our malfunction on our system, we get a free game. Even though y'all get, you know, year two on starting up the system.
Well, you had
better a malfunction. Than just getting the system.
You had a malfunction on your system. What happened?
Nope, not me. I'm just saying.
No. He's talking as a Xbox representative.
Right. Okay. I thought you meant his personal one, but yeah. No, Marcus being of Xbox blood.
Yeah, he's on the payroll.
You have no idea. I'm Xbox certified.
You get a free copy of Killer Instinct.
You get one free character.
Oh, that's fucked up. God, like, he really did.
Yeah, it's like black and white Tiny Tower.
So there's two things that I do want to touch up on before we let this go. They found a fix for the Xbox espresso machine.
Yeah.
Which is... The video we watched is a white kid beating it with his meaty hands until it worked. You flip it on its head and you beat the disk drive and then you flip it back and boom, the game.
And then you shout America.
It's the Fonzie fix, man.
It is.
Hey.
Hey.
Though
Xbox work. Hey.
And then the other thing, too, is I just had this on the internet. Damn it.
On the entire internet?
I'm sure it's still there.
No.
Is the internet?
It was on my face. Damn it.
Well, while you're looking for that, I do have a question for everybody in this room right now. Why the fuck is Angry Birds Star Wars a $50 launch title when I can buy that shit on my iPad for a dollar? Free. Yeah.
You can get it for free with ads.
I mean, who the hell? I got it for 99 cents because I don't want any ads. Why is that a launch title?
How badly do you want those achievements?
That's a very good question. That's just a greedy company.
Because they know people will pay for it.
Yeah.
Some idiot out there is going to buy it.
They know people that will do it.
They know people on iPad's not going to pay much for a game.
So the cinemablend.com has just wrote something up as of an hour ago. The Steam Machine has been priced for $499.
$5, really, that's cheap.
Oh, $499.
Damn it.
Still want it.
So it's gonna dual boot and it's gonna run Valve Steam OS.
Interesting.
So I'm looking at the article. It doesn't say a time and date for it, but do you think this is going to be a game changer for both platforms?
I don't know, but I have an empty shelf on my entertainment center.
PC people will pick it up.
Yeah. So this is, okay, basically this is the system that will play any PC game right on a, like, is basically works as a console, right?
Yeah.
Correct. I'll throw this in chat so you guys can read the article.
And the iBuyPower version is green and white and sexy as fuck.
So how do you get it? How do you get the games installed on it? Is it
cloud?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
What was it? It's TV on your TV. No.
It looks cool though.
It looks kind of cool, and they say when it's on, it gives this green haze in the middle of it.
I know. Are you crying?
I am.
It's so pretty. You don't understand. I love green. I didn't buy my first original Xbox until they made that shit green, and I bought
The Mountain Dew edition?
No, the Halo edition.
Yeah.
What was that? Half Price Books the other day? They had the half the Mountain Dew edition of the Xbox, the original.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That lime green.
And I do say that white Xbox is quite sexy.
It is
kind of sexy. Right.
Not the Mountain Dew Xbox one. That is not sexy. That looks like a NASCAR.
It is very redneckishy.
So here's my question about the Steam box here. It's okay, they're not going to have the same kind of marketing push behind like the PS4 and the Xbox One. So it's going to be more for hardcore gamers, really.
Yeah, the marketing push is going to be Gabe Newell with all his knives behind him just looking at you with his arms crossed.
Steam box confirmed. I've wiped three confirmed.
Less their marketing push, like the symbol for the box is a Half-Life 3 symbol.
That's going to be the launch title.
Pretty much it.
That's going to be the power button.
If that's the launch title...
They have to have Half-Life 3 to be the launch title, really.
People will be like,
There was an article I was reading that there was coming in two different flavors, and they said one was the Gordon and the other one was the Freeman edition.
Nice.
So it looks like, from the article, it looks like there's going to be multiple versions of it by different companies.
Yeah, iBuyPowers is my prettiest one so far.
That's the white one they're showing?
Yes.
That does look cool.
It looks awesome. It looks like a Daft Punk. I love it. I want it.
So that's what I was wondering. Is like, how do you guys feel about this whole PC now invading the console generation right now?
Okay, so right, but is console with the new generation of gaming systems? Do they look just as well as a high end PC now, or?
Yeah,
we're very at the infantry stage of this. I don't want to say that because. Some of the games that are already out on both systems are already last-gen games.
Yeah,
they're already PC games currently right now. We haven't seen anything mind-blowing to be like, oh my god, this looks ages beyond what we can do.
It really takes about 6 months to a year to really get those high-quality games out of a brand-new system. It takes a little while. People... What we have now is just like you said, the infancy of what's gonna happen in the future.
It's a brand new world, kiddies.
Like monumental games for the last generation. I could only think of like Heavy Rain for facial expressions.
Mm-hmm.
What was that other game that Rockstar did?
L.A. Noir.
L.A. Noir for their facial capturing. Not for gameplay, obviously not.
What was it? Like, at the start of, like, the whole Unreal thing, Gears?
Yeah.
Of Unreal was Gears. The cover system, there was a new genre all of a sudden. So we're still really looking forward to what's going to happen these next couple months.
Yeah.
6 months to a year, we should have this meeting and say, hey, what's winning now?
Yeah, so we'll call the heads of the family together.
That's right. If you see an orange anywhere in the room, run.
If you see a Wii U in the room, run.
That's true.
Yeah, nobody wants a Wii U except I really want to play that Mario game.
I was about to say the exact same thing. I want to play that new Mario game.
It's like the old parties.
I just said Mario like I'm from New York. It's Mario. Sorry.
I say Mario.
I know. Mario. You're from New Jersey.
Psycho.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming in onto the show. Let everybody know where they can get a hold of you guys and where to find your different shows.
Oh, everywhere. Let's see.
Everywhere.com. That's where.
Yes. The ninjaverse.wordpress.com. You got the Ninjaverse Facebook. As the Ninjaverse tumbles. Twitter.
I can't believe you really tagged that.
Hell yeah. As the Ninjaverse tumbles, that's our Tumblr. Cafe Press. the internet, everywhere.
The Google?
iTunes, Stitcher.
Are we on Google Plus too? Have you been moderating that?
We are on Google Plus, but I'm awful at Google Plus.
Google failed.
I do.
You Google minus.
Nobody wants Google Plus.
The only reason we're using Google Plus now is to record this show.
True.
Thank you, Google Plus, for the nice Google Hangout.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay. Ding. And ding. And you can find, I guess, JD is available on all platforms.
On Xbox, PlayStation, PS2. No. You can find me on altness.com. You can find the Facebook, Twitter. I think we have a Google Plus.
Sure.
Maybe MySpace.
Really?
We're still there. I was going to sign us up for MySpace, but apparently it's just music now.
Yep, just music.
Yep. So, that was
Facey
sad.
Facey space. Yeah, definitely check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/altness. You can go to our altness page, altness.com. Our actual Ninjaverse page, so I podcast with Ninja, Two Ninjas, One Podcast, and the other guys at Converse in the Ninjaverse at theninjaverse.wordpress.com.
Yep. We have our Christmas show coming up.
So what are we watching?
I believe we are watching the Power Rangers Christmas special.
No.
Super Samurai Squad Power Ranger Christmas special, I believe.
Oh, my God.
Well, last year we watched the Star Wars holiday special.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And JD had never seen Star Wars.
That was the only Star Wars I've watched.
You know what makes you feel really old is that Star Wars holiday special just turned 30 years old.
I'm hoping that Disney will release it from the vault.
I have a VHS bootleg of it somewhere.
I do, too.
Don't do it.
It's a tarp.
And I just said VHS like that was still a viable
you did, people, form. People were like, what is that?
What is
what? The other day, and I said that, and they were like, they kind of looked at me, and I'm like, you're older than me. Don't look at me that way.
Make me feel old. Shut the fuck up.
And,
you
of course
the new Eminem CD on vinyl? Betamax? On vinyl?
Right.
You know, vinyl's believable. If you said 8-track, that would have been funny.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
On phonograph?
I still want it on a cassette. You still make a cassette?
I don't even think cars come with cassette anymore.
No.
There are some metal bands that are still making cassette, so I got to tell you them. There's this band Carcass, who are pretty huge, just released their last album, and they actually made a cassette version of it.
Right. Dude, that's really appropriate. A dead format for a dead name.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Nice.
I heard that.
I don't know where the sound effects is anymore.
Yeah. We have to make our own rim shots now.
Yep.
And not the dirty one.
Nope, that's not it. That's not it. Nope, this is it.
There you go. Yeah.
So, Marcus, where can everybody find you?
Altness.com, YouTube channel, Altness, Twitter. Oldness. Also have my own Twitter feed, The Only Tigger, and Tumblr, same thing, The Only Tigger. And I guest on Ninjaverse every once in a while, so find me on some of those.
Yep.
Cool. Well, thank you guys. Let me let everybody know where they can get a hold of us. You listen to Metal Geeks Podcast. You can find us many, many places on the internet. www.msrcast.com is the main site. You can find us on altness.com. You can find us on rhymeswithageek.com.
Yeah.
And if you're over on Rhymes with a Geek, check out the guys over at Superhero Speak. They're one of the other podcasts that are on there. Superheroespeak.com. And another cool comic book-based podcast. You can find, of course, us on the iTunes, like us there, subscribe to us there. Where else do we have? This is where my co-host usually takes over. We have our Instagram. Oh, there's something cool we just started on Instagram today.
Yeah.
We're doing a holiday gift exchange, and exchange, like, we spelled it like the X-Men. So.
Oh, clever. So
go to msrcast.com/exchange, X-C-H-A-N-G-E, and look for the Instagram post about it, and you could, you know, have a Secret Santa or whatever you want to call it. Secret Hanukkah Harry.
Secret Hanukkah Harry.
And, Roy, yeah. What'd you get underneath the tree? No, that's not even right.
No, I don't even know what that was.
We have a Hanukkah tree here in my house. We do have a Hanukkah tree.
Nice.
Yeah, so next episode will be next week. We're going to have Matt Harvey from the Decimoto Band Exhumed to come on, and we're going to talk all about comic books and a lot of other geeky topics, so stay tuned for that.
I thought you said Matt Hardy, the wrestler. I was going, what?
Yeah. Matt Harvey.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Really cool guy. If you haven't heard of the band Exhumed, you guys might have not have. Been around for a while, and he came on and geeked out with about comic books with us for a long time.
Nice.
So, and I really, I feel like I got something off my chest tonight. I got all my new video game speak out, so.
I'm glad we're here for, well, Ninja's good for your release.
thank you for that. I hope I don't owe you too much.
I like that.
All over your geek chest, neck, and face.
Exactly. Here, make it to a towel, man.
That's going to be the next podcast name, Face, Neck, and Chest.
So,
I got geek in my eye.
Oh.
Quick, change the channel.
Okay, okay, on that note, thank you for... okay.
I gotta take us away, man.
I gotta take a shower now, man.
After that geek cocky.
I'll stay in the wet spot of geek.
Yeah. Oh, this went south.
Alright, we'll just say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Later.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Keep it geeky.
Hey, Geekazoids! Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit MSRcast.com. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.